From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Flooding on top of already saturated ground in southeast Texas. Rivers overflowing with some evacuations in the Houston area. This person lives in a trailer east of Houston.
It puts the fear of God in you, you know. You got a stupid trailer house and stick it out in a place you think is going to be okay, and it's not.
Hundreds of people have been rescued from flooded homes and roads. Gasoline prices are expected to drop soon, say the experts at Gas Buddy. Crude oil prices have had their steepest weekly drop in prices in months, helped by tensions easing in the Mideast and uncertainty about the demand for energy. No deal yet as Hamas's negotiating team has left Gaza. Ceasefire hostage release talks in Cairo. Prime Minister Netanyahu rejecting Hamas's demand that any deal should include a commitment for a long-term ceasefire. Netanyahu also rejecting pressure from the U.S. and others not to invade southern Gaza.
I say to the leaders of the world, no amount of pressure, no decision by any international forum will stop Israel from defending itself.
The Prime Minister and all of Israel observing Holocaust Remembrance Day. Protesters at the University of Texas Austin campus, organized by the Palestine Solidarity Committee, a student-run organization. Bomb threats at synagogues across Manhattan and New York City last night. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer in New York.
This is vicious. Aimed, of course, at synagogues above all, but also at mosques, at churches, and temples, and it has to stop.
Schumer announcing millions in federal funds to boost security and safety at houses of worship. After many delays, Boeing's Starliner is expected to make its first test flight with a crew into space tomorrow. NASA astronaut Victor Glover.
This stuff is harder than it looks, always, on the people, on the hardware, and on the software.
The rocket is meant to be reusable, like the SpaceX Dragon. You're listening to ABC News. A rise in flash mob robberies in which large groups target a store and make off with large numbers of stolen goods. Former FBI agent, now an ABC News crime and terrorism analyst, Brad Garrett.
The amount of retail that is stolen from stores, trucks, trains, airplanes is unbelievable. It's in the billions of dollars.
An effort in Los Angeles County recovered a lot of merchandise. At least 75 people are dead, over 100 others injured, and over 100 others missing in floods in Brazil's southern Rio Grande do Sul state, say local officials. Mexican police say thieves apparently killed two Australians and an American on a surfing trip in Baja California to steal their truck. State prosecutors releasing grisly details, but have not yet officially confirmed the identification of the bodies. Tomorrow is the start of Screen Free Week, a movement to get young students to power down their devices during class and at home, started by the nonprofit Fair Play, coalition of educators and child advocacy groups. Ohio's Kirtland Middle School principal, Bob Race.
I just introduced this to my this idea to my student leadership council a couple months ago and said, hey, how many of you are sick of using the Chromebooks? And all of their hands shot up.
Bernard Hill, who starred in Titanic and the Lord of the Rings trilogy, has died. Hill's agent says he was 79. He went down with the ship as the captain in Titanic, which won 11 Oscars. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.